Well, that was a good warm-up. Please be seated. And we're going to come before the Lord now with our confession. So we say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. By the cross, we are forgiven. Amen. And now I'm going to invite Ken to come out and give our reading.
The reading is from St. John's Gospel, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Some of the most familiar words from the Bible. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Ken. The 2nd of January. How many of you have made New Year's resolutions? Well done. How many of you have broken New Year's resolutions?
I didn't make any of those.
So, one of my resolutions, as always, is not to eat food that which I know is not good for me. I'm dairy and wheat intolerant and a vegetarian, but you know, there was just that bit of Christmas cake that somebody offered me, and there it goes, resolution broken. But there's one resolution I managed to keep, and that is to recognize God every morning, no matter how I feel when I wake up in the morning. And some mornings, with the arthritis, I'm so stiff I can hardly move. But I do manage to say, good morning, God. It's me, Grace. And that's a good way to start the day. Then I begin the task I've set myself for the year, to be with God and to walk and work with his word. One year I worked my way through Psalms and Proverbs, reading one every day and choosing a verse which was joyful or held a promise. I wrote them all down in a little book. And you can find one in every psalm. This was one that just fell open when I looked at the book. As for me, I shall always have hope. I will praise you more and more. Psalm 71. Some of the psalms I broke up into sections because they are rather long, so I'm not saying this was day 71. I struggled a bit more with Proverbs, but with some thought I managed the task. And I would come back to the verse I'd chosen at times during the day, and this never failed to strengthen and inspire me. In 2020, and again yesterday, I set myself the task of following the excellent challenge of following the course led by Nikki Gumbel called The Bible in a Year. You can get the book of this, but I have it on my phone and I just put my headphones in and I can listen. There are three Bible readings for each day. Psalms, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and after each, Nikki Gumbel gives some helpful words about each passage. And then at the end, his wife Pippa adds a simple thought. As I say, I followed this on my phone, and with my Bible open, I made notes with a highlighter, and my Bible has spaces down the edges for me to make notes as I go, so I can refer back to that. I must admit that I struggled a bit with this. There were some days I didn't get to it until later in the day. And I struggled with the Old Testament, where there seems to be an awful lot of slaying. But I'm looking forward to this year, when I hope that following the course again will help me to refine my knowledge and to understand the Bible more deeply. And Nikki does update his comments to fit in with what is happening in the world at the time. I must admit that although worthwhile, this is a hard task. But there are many other things you can do which help you to get to know God. Denise very kindly picked up various booklets which give a reading and helpful thoughts for each day. And if you want to look at these at the end of the service, Debbie can tell you about the prices and where to get the books. It's important that whatever we do is done in a prayerful way, a prayerful attitude with a desire to become closer to God. Then there's prayer. I could give a whole series of talks on prayer, but what I would advise is against just reeling off a series of God I want requests, or just saying amen to the prayers of others. We need to make an effort to come into the presence of God, letting him know that we adore and worship him, being thankful for the good he has done for us. And the Lord's Prayer is a good start. Those who have experienced that closeness know how special and comforting that is. In our Bible reading today, we have heard from John's Gospel how John the Baptist came to announce that the light was coming into the world. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, that through him all might believe. At Christmas, those of us who believe as Christians have celebrated the birth of that light, the baby placed in the manger, God in Jesus, who was from the beginning of time. I've used this illustration of the light of the world with Jesus knocking at the door, which has no handle on the outside. He is the light of the world and is inviting us to come into his presence. However far you have got in your Christian journey, I invite you to make a New Year's resolution to use the Bible to get to know our God in a deeper way and to bring that light into your life. There's nothing better than walking with God every day. Amen. And although it's not on the order of service nor on the screen, I want to share with you the collect for today. So let us pray. Almighty God, in the birth of your Son, you have poured on us the new light of your incarnate word and shown us the fullness of your love. Help us to walk in his light and dwell in his love, that we may know the fullness of his joy, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now please stand to sing our next two choruses, The Servant King and Adoration. Thank you, boys. Of the Creed to affirm our faith. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. And Jill is going to come and lead us in our intercessions.
The response for today is, hear our prayer. When I say, Lord of all mercies, please respond with, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, we come to you in this brand new year with a desire to move forward, not backward. Whether 2021 brought us success, fulfillment and joy, or we faced grief, setbacks and struggle, we look forward to 2022 with hope. To quote Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Lord of all mercies, hear our prayer. We thank you that you are with us. Resolutions come in 1 year and go out the other. May we resolve this year to shut out the noise and activity that clamours for our attention. Instead, may we begin listening to your quiet invitation to stillness that offers the opportunity to hear from you. Lord of all mercies, hear our prayer. We pray for Reverend Chris and his family. Thank you for their dedication to St. Mark's, and to trust that Reverend Chris feels rested after a very busy time. We pray for Nelson, his family and friends, for the Compassion Project supporting him, and all charities helping people in distress. Lord of all mercies, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for the people of Russia, following the shutting down of the human rights group Memorial International. Also, we pray for Afghanistan. Children have been forced to leave school, to walk the streets looking for work, to earn enough to buy bread to take home to their families. Lord, we ask you to be there in those situations. Protect those children, their mothers and sisters. And we ask your protection for the citizens of Russia. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for our schools, pupils, teachers, parents, and governing bodies. We ask you to continue to teach and lead them as you walk beside them every day. We thank you that our churches are gradually opening for worship. Lord, we pray for St. Mark's and ask you to bless our plans for the future. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. You please join me in the prayer that our Lord gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Jill. Your prayers are always so beautiful and so relevant. And now we're going to stand to sing our final hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Please stand. Lord, accept our gifts to your use and ourselves to your service. And now, may the blessing of our Lord be with us as we go forth into our lives this year. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.
But do stay for refreshments first. Please sit down.